Oh, was that the cue?
Yes.
Now that ended quickly. Kevin used my little burp from yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
That was some off the air antics.
Yes. there's a lot of that going on. Right. Okay. Yeah, a little sad about the Tom Petty deal and all the fake news and misinformation. There was really no fake news, but there was a lot of misinformation. A lot of people reporting that he died when he hadn't. But yeah, man, everybody wants to race to be the first to tell you about the bad news.
Yeah, you know, and you have people like that in your life, I'm sure, too.
Oh,
the people that
want
to be the one to call you to tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get some news and it's usually the bad right. kind.
It's like Jen when we're doing a game. Or I'll say to Kevin, you know, hey, Kevin, you know, what time did the sun come up today? You know, and Jen will go, 6:41, you know, because she wants to win.
She does.
She's very competitive. Yep. I have friends that do that kind of stuff. And they want to be the first to let me know about who's been let go and
some bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, with social media, then it gets shared and, mm-hmm. and, you know, it wasn't good for him, but still, it's like we don't even, there's no verification of
right.
anything.
Speaking of social media, we'll have to talk a little bit later on about somebody that worked in our company, and I say worked past tense because they let her go. And she was in the CBS legal department. This is a lawyer who got loosey-goosey with her words yesterday, and it cost her job. We talk about this all the time. This stuff will follow you. It's almost like, you know, you're stabbing yourself when you post stuff online.
Our legal right. team talks right. about social media.
Come on. Right. Our legal team has seminars with us telling us about what we're supposed to post
exactly.
and not post. So it's like...
I hope this woman never finds work in the legal profession again.
Well, she needs to come to one of those seminars.
Yes, she should. She really should. Or at least pass one of those hour and a half tests we have right. online where Julio is talking with Brad. You know,
they're
about
former soap opera actors exactly. and actresses.
Really?
No,
yeah.
they're but the original ones were.
Yeah. Yeah. We have these videos that CBS makes us watch. And then, you know, we have to follow it all the way through. You can't, skip ahead. Yeah. So you got to watch all this stuff. And then you have to answer questions about, you know, European.
Bribery laws.
Right. You know, I mean, it's like, really? Okay. I don't know the job that
what
requires that.
What are you
going to
do with all your certificates?
Oh, man, I'm going to take them with me.
What do you mean, what are you going to do with them? They're framed. They're on the wall.
Yeah.
You
know, framed.
Well, they're framed in ink. So, I'll post them in the new place. Let these guys know where I come from. Okay, this quality broadcasting.
Lots of testing has happened.
Exactly. Yes. If you need to know anything about the UK Bribery Act, I'm your guy.
Right. Yay. You were doing a seminar on radio, and you were freaked out because you don't know anything about radio.
I know more about the UK Bribery Act than I'll ever know about radio. Okay, I do know this. It's going to be another toasty one today. In fact, as I look at the forecast, it looks like we're going to be in the 80s probably through Sunday. We may get a little bit of a break because of T-storms on Saturday, but we do have a slight chance of morning showers today. And then again, showers tonight, tomorrow, Friday. Let's see. There is not a day in the foreseeable future that doesn't have a chance of showers, although we had it yesterday and we didn't see any. So I think we're just putting that in the forecast to make everybody who has a dry lawn feel better.
Yeah. It's the CYA forecast. Mm-hmm.
It really is. And so I've CYA'd myself. And let me check the current temp. Let me move my traffic ticket that I got this morning. I'll tell you about that later.
Oh, well, that wasn't even mentioned.
Well, it wasn't. It's really not a traffic ticket. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you about that later. 71 now.
Today, we also have Katy Perry tickets 5 times today. Tickets to her show on September 20th. October 22nd.
Do you keep doing that?
I want to just stay in September.
You really do.
October, I think, because I'm going to add a year to my age, and maybe I'm just trying
you're
to...
You're right. Avoid
stall.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got 18 days, and you're going to be
I'll be
in a nursing home.
Very close to it. Mm-hmm. So twice, 6 o'clock hour and 7 o'clock hour. I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you that. I don't care. And then
wow, breaking all the rules.
Misconnections with Lance at around 7:25 this morning.
That's right. She figures, look, you know, if this CBS lawyer has set the bar in New York, you know, we can pretty much do anything.
Yeah, right? No doubt.
Exactly. All right, Lance Hildebrand with another look at the early morning rush.
And that is sponsored by Walgreens.
That's Sam Hunt with the Phillips Company Morning Show at 5:49. All right, I want to determine who on the morning show has the happiest marriage. Okay, the happiest marriage.
I think it's me.
Now, well, I will say relationship when it comes to you.
Okay.
But I'm just, for the sake of this study, I'm going to assume that you're married to Nick.
Okay.
We know that you're not. And Lance, I'm going to assume that Libby likes being married to you.
For the I would assume that too.
Yeah, the sake of this study. And Kevin, I don't know what to tell you. Jen's not here, so you guys will have to answer for Jen.
Okay.
So let's determine who has the happiest relationship. All right. So I'm going to, Courtney, you're going to be the secretary on this one.
Okay.
And for those of you listening, what we're doing is there is a study out about which, scientifically, by the way, which couple is
happiest.
Thank you. Which couple is happiest based on height?
Okay.
Okay. Ooh. So I'll start. I'm 5'10". I used to be 5'11". I've had some shrinkage. It's been cold in St. Louis in recent years. And Kim is 5'7". 5'8"? She's 5'8".
She's my height.
She's, what are you?
5'7". I'm like 5'7 and a half.
Okay.
I'm going to say 5'7".
Put her down as 5'8". She's taller. Her hair stands up. Okay. How tall is Nick?
I don't know.
6 feet, maybe?
No.
5'11". 5'11".
Okay.
And you are 5'7".
5'7".
Okay. Lance, how tall are you?
6'2" or 6'3", one of the two. Somewhere in there.
Wait.
6'2" and a half sounds
goofy. When's the last time anybody measured themselves?
By the way, I measured myself the other day because I said to Kim, I don't know what we were talking about height or something, and I said, oh, yeah, well, I'm, you know, what do you think, I've shrunk? And she said, well, come over here, let's find out. And I had.
Wow.
By half an inch.
Ouchie.
It was ouchy. I said, yeah, but whoever sees me without my shoes.
All right, so what are you?
6'2". Let's say 6'2".
6'2". Okay. Libby is?
5'7".
5'7". Kevin.
I'm about 6'2". Well, I'm a little taller than that. And I had the same issue. I used to be taller, too, and then I had a car accident with smashed my vertebrae down. So it took inches off my life and off my height. So I'll say about 6'2", and then Sarah's about 5'11".
5'11", okay. So who has the greatest height?
What about Jen and Ryan?
How tall is Jen? Jen's going to be 5'10".
Well, yeah. Well, she is as tall as Sarah.
I think so. Very close. Yeah.
And what's Sarah? What?
About 5'11".
I don't think Jen... Is Jen taller than me? I'm 5'10".
She seems taller than you to me.
I think so, too.
Well, maybe she's... Put her down as 5'11".
All right.
And Ryan is... How tall?
5'10", probably.
I don't know. I think I'm taller than Ryan.
I think he's like 5'10".
5'10".
Are we going to count the product in his hair?
All right. So here's the deal. It turns out after this long scientific study, the couples with the biggest height differences have the best relationships and make the best marriages. Now, here is what the survey divulged, that shorter wives and taller husbands, and for the study we're going to assume you're married, actually make for the most ideal of relationships and are stronger as a couple than most. Taller men seem to, by the way, have a more sexually satisfied appetite than most men.
They want a little tiny thing. That's it, don't you think?
Scientific study?
I'm a big man with my tiny wife. Don't you think that's it?
You know what? I think that's going to be on HGTV. Tiny wives.
So Lance and Libby, according to this, have the best relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're the best couple.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you guys are the farthest spread.
Oh, yeah.
Nick and I are next. Then Kevin and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Then you and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Then Jen and Ryan.
It said couples with the biggest height difference. So Jen is like, what, an inch taller than Ryan?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm a few inches taller than, right, so.
You're two.
Yeah.
2 inches.
Yeah.
Then the rest of us are around.
A greater height difference in a couple was positively related to the wife's happiness.
Oh, to the wife's happiness.
To the wife's happiness.
What about the husband's?
No.
No.
No. Women with taller husbands generally tend to be happier in their relationship than most others. It does not mean, by the way, that that influences other relationships that deeply. But
I get it. It's the same principle, really, is what I was saying. You know, you don't want to be with somebody that is exactly the same size as you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you still want to feel like a like a woman.
I do.
Like a little lady.
Oh, I see. You'd rather not look eye to eye.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I think I was with somebody that we were about the same, but he was a tiny man.
Right?
Like, yeah, very, very.
Yes.
His waist was very small.
That's good to hear. So, looks, Jen's not here right now, and I don't like talking about her when she's not here, but it looks like their marriage is doomed.
Y98 welcomes Katy Perry to the Scott Trade Center on Sunday, October 22nd.
Y98, it is Zed and the Phillips Company Morning Show, along with Alicia Cara and Stay, 6:13 on a Tuesday morning. The bitterness is still in the taste buds of all Americans. Yesterday, with this horrible, inexplicable attack on innocent people, on any people, I mean, you know, innocent or not, I mean, it was just unreal, just surreal, I should say. Headline in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, normally I would criticize something that was this kind of brazen, but it just says in big, bold letters, massacre. And it was a massacre. You know, as I was going through the material for the show this morning, and you know, we don't make this show a political show. We don't make this show a just, you know, news show. But we like to talk about things that are reflective of what you guys are thinking.
And what we are thinking.
And what we're thinking as well, yeah. Because I believe that we know you well enough that if you're thinking it, we should be talking about it. So what really hit me the hardest this morning were not really the numbers, you know, the numbers of weapons, the numbers of ammo, the numbers of police, the numbers of wounded, the numbers that were dead, but it is actual people. Listen to this. These are the people that died. Special education teacher died in the arms of her husband, Navy veteran, high school secretary, college student, ER nurse, single mom with four kids, kindergarten teacher, at the music festival with her husband and three other couples, celebrating a friend's 30th birthday, at the concert with one of her daughters, at the concert with his son. All of those people are now perished. They didn't make it. And you know, it's funny how you think about life and you get up and you get to, you know, I'm busy picking out what color clothes I'm going to wear today. You don't think about the awful things that can happen to you in a day. I mean, you would drive you crazy if you tried to, you know, say, well, you know, I could be killed, accident, I could, you know, have a heart attack. I mean, you cannot think about bad things.
But I think also, like most people, you know, on social media, reading the stories, following it on the news, we want a reason.
Yeah, we want to know why this happened.
It doesn't matter that his reason was, you know, who knows what it was. But we want something to latch onto to know what was he, why?
We may never know that answer. I mean, he obviously killed himself, you know, and the first responders, man, they did an incredible job how quickly they arrived there. And yeah, it is.
Ran into the trouble.
It is. It's awful that we will really probably never know exactly, because his brother said he had no motivation.
I'm sorry for his brother. I mean,
oh my God. Yeah. His brother says he wasn't a white supremacist. He, you know, had millions of dollars in the bank, lived well, a couple of ex-wives, you know, I mean, it just sounded like a typical American, to be honest with you. Just terrible. Just terrible. ISIS, by the way, this came out of yesterday, claimed responsibility for the attack. That is so bogus and so unworthy of media attention, but I did see it in a couple of different publications. One of the good things that's coming out of this is the GoFundMe. There is an account already set up. You go to GoFundMe.com. It's the headline right there. They've already raised, as of a few minutes ago, $2.9 million and change, with a goal of $3 million, or just over $3.5 million, I think, is their goal. But also, do you see the number of people that were in line to give blood in Las Vegas at the blood banks on the news reports yesterday? The wait at times was up to 5 hours long, and nobody was leaving.
No, in fact, the governor of Nevada, who was just, I watched his press conference praising the first responders, but even mentioning, the thing you can do right now is give blood, and man, they were there.
People want to do something.
Yes.
Yeah. And it is kind of funny. Kim says, I would have waited in line. I said, well, why don't you wait in line here? She goes, I'll let you do it here. she's got this thing about needles, but the only other thing I thought was very, very interesting to come out, and when you talk about DNA and you talk about lineage and people's lives, this guy had no criminal record whatsoever, even though yesterday morning, the very first thing that we heard, and I even said it on the air, and, it's like, wow, man, dang, I can't do enough research because we tell you what's given to us, but yesterday we read that he did have a criminal record and that he was known to police. Well, that turned out not to be true.
No, his dad was.
His dad, however, that's the interesting thing. His father spent 8 years on the FBI most wanted list from 1969 through 77 for bank robberies. He was, I don't know.
He escaped from prison.
Yes, right. He was diagnosed as psychopathic. Now, is that a gene that's passed along? Apparently it is. I haven't heard many people talk about mental illness in our country. I know everybody's saying how, and it is heinous. Don't get me wrong on this. It was heinous. I hear evil and all of the adjectives that are used to describe something that is as bizarre and just mouth dropping as this massacre, as the Post-Dispatch put it. Sometimes you have to look at the mental illness component of it, and so maybe there was something there as well. Hopefully, and I have not heard that they have talked to his...
The woman.
Yeah, the woman that he lived with, his girlfriend. So I know she was in Europe overseas.
The 10 suitcases in the hotel.
People don't pay attention.
Right. Yeah.
You know how it is. You never see somebody carrying, and
surveillance at a casino is.
Oh, they're looking at those tapes right now, and I'm sure they saw them, and those are weapons that, may have been able to, the stock come apart and, so they could transport them, but nobody would ever say.
Especially if he took. Mm-hmm. Different trips at different times.
Right. And it was an elongated stay. I think he had checked in on the 28th is what, I had seen. So
that's weird.
And he was a gambler, so that he might have even been known to the hotel in some way.
Yeah. Don't know, but more will be coming out as the days progress. Just awful. Can't even wrap our brains around how terrible this thing is. So 6:20 right now, and Lance Hildebrand has got a little look at the 6 o'clock rush hour this morning, and hopefully better than yesterday. Your face was angst-ridden.
Yesterday was a tough rush hour. There were a lot of folks, a lot of different interstates that had issues this morning.
Heyman Schmick. And it's brought to you by Dirt Cheap. Fall is here, so stock up on all your favorite seasonal brews at Dirt Cheap. Local domestic import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
Let's start with celebrity reactions to the shooting in Las Vegas, and specifically Ariana Grande, who has been through this herself after the shooting just 4.5 months ago in Manchester. She tweeted, "My heart is breaking for Las Vegas. We need love, unity, peace, gun control, and for people to look at this and call this what it is, terrorism." There's a GoFundMe page for the victims, and there have been tons of celebrities donating, including Kid Rock, Mike Tyson, The Chainsmokers, Hoda Kotb, Florida Georgia Line, and one of the Rams players. And the UFC is donating $1 million. And then Lady Gaga yesterday on Instagram Live, interesting, held a 20-minute moment of meditation / silence / prayer, which is very nice. She said, "We are one body. I believe we can calm inflammation in the earth by calming each other." And I know some people might say that's a bunch of hooey. But that was a nice thing for her to do. Although, if I, you know, turned on Instagram and saw her just sitting there, might be a little confused.
For 20 minutes?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
You have to be very good with your meditation. More sad news yesterday, as we learned yesterday afternoon that Tom Petty went into cardiac arrest, and he had do not resuscitate in his will. So he was taken off life support and died at the age of 66. Grammy wins, 18 Grammy nominations, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2002. He just wrapped up his tour. When I'm talking just, last Monday, 53 dates for their 40th anniversary tour of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which I told my husband I wasn't interested in going to, and now we'll never hear the end of it.
I know. You know, what's so sad to me about it is I read an interview with him the other day saying that this would probably be his last big tour because...
Didn't mean he wasn't going to go out on the road,
no,
but not do the
not
big 50...
Not do the 50, huge yeah. thing. He said, you know, I have a granddaughter now. I want to spend time with her.
Yeah.
And it's just heartbreaking because, you know, he was wrapping it up.
I know.
Not totally, but...
Talking about his granddaughter, he said, I want to see her as much as I can. I don't want to spend my life on the road.
Huh.
Man.
Yeah, it is kind of sad. I did see a picture. His daughter apparently really upset over the fact that this news broke early that he had died when he hadn't. And, you know, allegedly, you know, she went off on Rolling Stone magazine. And, you know, we can't confirm all those reports. But the fact is, looking at her picture, if you look at her picture, she looks exactly like Tom Petty did in when he first started, maybe in his late 20s, early 30s.
Is that real thin face?
Oh, my God, almost identical.
Yeah. Well, and people started sending me articles like, oh, my gosh, Tom Petty died. And I kept writing, he's not dead yet.
And, you know,
someone from the LAPD told someone that he had already died.
That was somebody at CBS. CBS started that whole thing.
We have
to own up to it.
I was talking to Kevin this morning, and I'm surprised he never won a Video Vanguard Award, because I'm going to tell you what. Back in the day, he was one of the first artists to embrace the video format, and he came out with some just amazing videos.
Oh, that Alice in Wonderland, Don't Come Around Here No More, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
But the first one, You Got Lucky, I mean, that was cutting edge. We had never seen a video like that before.
Yeah, I know. And TV tonight, you have The Voice. Blind auditions continue. A bunch of premieres on ABC, The Middle, Fresh Off the Boat, and Black-ish. And the series premieres on that network of The Mayor and Kevin Probably Saves the World, starring Jason Ritter. Love him. He's a great guy.
Could we get Jennifer Hudson on The Voice to just kind of take a little calming medication?
She's intense. Oh, you know what you're signing up for.
I mean, you know, you don't have to sing with everybody.
Yeah, right.
An American Horror Story tonight continues on FX. Another TV show, it's a reboot of the movie The First Wives Club. Everything's being redone. And with that, I'm surprised that if this hasn't been done already, there's a Sonic the Hedgehog movie in the works. 1990 called and said, it's about time.
Where's the Q-Bert movie?
Right.
Yeah.
Q-Bert. And Tom Cruise, his movies have been ranked by Rolling Stone because his latest just hit theaters. And his best role, they say, was in Magnolia.
Yeah. He was like a...
like motivational speaker. And Endless Love, his worst. He only had a small part in it, but his second worst, The Mummy, which was also his worst box office take. That movie kind of tanked, so I guess it makes sense. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 8:40 and online at Y98.com. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Sponsored by Jimmy John's, northbound on 55.
Y98 Portugal, the man. Feel it still, part of today's best music on Y98 and the Phillips & Company morning show. So I probably could count on both hands the number of girlfriends that I've had in... I've almost had more wives than girlfriends in my life. But I don't remember ever having a massive breakup. Because, you know, when you were in high school, I was ghosting before ghosting was popular. Because it was just like you just wouldn't call them anymore. That's
before
how
it had a name. I've done that too.
Right. You yeah. just, you know, you go
avoid.
Out. With, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't remember, you know, having to do anything that was this elaborate. And I would love to know. I really would. If you're listening to us right now and you had a breakup, if somebody broke up with you in sort of a unusual way, you know, a way to kind of let you down easy, this is crazy. There is a guy by the name of Michael Bolton, not Bolton, but Bolton. I know, right?
Why should I change my name? I had it first.
He lives in Gladstone, Australia, and he was in court last week after this breakup plan of his fell apart. Okay, so he took his girlfriend on vacation. Now, he took her on vacation at the end of August because he was going to break up with her. Now, first of all, what a horrible thing. You're miles from home.
Yeah.
Right?
You're on vacation to break up. Why are you spending
all that
money on her?
Why would you do that? All right. But wait, there was a more nefarious plan involved. All right. So he knew that it would be very difficult when he got home because she had all her things there and she would have to move out.
He's got it moved.
He hired somebody for $150 to break into their house while they were away and steal all of her stuff.
Just her stuff.
Just her stuff, because he figured it would, you know, it would make her leave more quickly.
Yeah, and she wouldn't call the police at all because it totally looks suspicious that only her stuff was stolen.
I guess they just wanted women's things. So she called the cops, and the cops obviously figured out what happened. After she reported the robbery, they arrested this guy. He pleaded guilty to one count of stealing. He got 12 months probation. He's got to pay her only, apparently she didn't have a lot of stuff, $675 in damages. But why wouldn't you just say to somebody, well, why don't you have the stones to say to somebody, it ain't working out, not happy.
This is a big plan of bad.
That's a huge plan of bad, to breaking up on the vacation and getting home going, oh my, all of your things are gone.
I mean, I feel bad for her, but she's got quite a story the rest of her life.
Right.
Because she'll get over it.
She's going to marry, what are you talking about? She's going to marry the next guy she dates who doesn't like try and do something like that.
And here's what this guy's got, Michael Bolton's name. So he's got his own story.
You know, he overemphasizes it every time, too.
Bolton with a U. Bolton.
And he goes by Mike, I'm sure.
All right, 7:13. It is the Phillips Company Morning Show. How's the start to the traffic? Here's the guy that knows.
Not too good. We're really heating.